I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A tiny church in the Gaza Strip is caught in the crossfire as Israel bombs the region. Carl Muller of Open Door says the Baptist church building was destroyed, and some Christians had fled to the West Bank. A few hundred who are left are gathering in homes.
Because of the precarious nature of the church, how fragile it is and how vulnerable it is to be snuffed out even at this time, we must get the material resources that the Christians need there to just survive.
Next, a gang of young men has been mocking and harassing four female students from Gospel for Asia's Bible College in India. They even disrupted the showing of an evangelistic film. The students are doing a practical ministry internship in a village where people have been offered money if they converted to Christianity. Now the money is gone, and the supposed Christian leader there feels threatened by the presence of the true gospel. Pray that God would change the hearts of the women's persecutors and that truth would be revealed. And almost 1,000 graduate students attended Following Christ 2008 in Chicago, Illinois this week. John Boyd of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship said attendees were reminded that because God created everything, every academic field fits into his plan.
It's all too easy to get compartmentalized and to specialize so much that it's hard to kind of connect the pieces of your life back together. So we're all about bringing a clear vision of spiritual formation, kind of a holistic view of who God wants us to be as people, back into our professional lives as well as our spiritual lives.
Students were encouraged to both apply and share the gospel in their work. Pray for the students as they put these ideas into action. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, the Peter Danica Senior Story, Missionary to the Russian World and Founder of the Ministry. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.